Amen. Thank you, musicians. Amen. That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Amen. It's a challenging verse. Amen. To say how good God is. But my friend, God is good. Would you love Him with me? Lord, I love You. I thank You. Thank You, Jesus. I am so thankful, Lord, for the greatness and the glory, Lord, of all that You are. God, all of the goodness, Lord, that You have given to us. Lord, even the name of Jesus, Lord, You have laid down before us. You have made the way, God, for salvation. You, Lord, have provided, paid the cost, Lord, for my redemption, Lord, that I might be saved. Thank You, Lord, for it. Thank You, Jesus. Lord, I am thankful for all that You do for me. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise God. Of course, it's Thanksgiving time. Thanksgiving is one of my very favorite times of the year. Amen. I know I've got co-workers that get so excited about Halloween. I don't get excited about Halloween. Some people get excited about Christmas. In fact, I've heard at my work at the shipyard that people have already put up their Christmas trees. And some I've seen, I'm driving down the road, I see decorations in the yard. I see windows and trees that are being set up for Christmas. Well, my comment to my co-workers was, don't forget Thanksgiving. Amen. Don't forget to be thankful. Amen. I want to be thankful. Amen. We pause today to reflect on all of the blessings that we have already received. God has been truly so very good to me. Amen. If there is a church that needs to be thankful, it is this church. Amen. God has been so very good to this church. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has been good. He's done things that we could not do by ourselves. It was God that gave us the favor. It was God that gave us the provision. It was God that blessed us. It was God that took away our sins. It was God that redeemed us with His Word, with His name, with His Spirit. God has been good to this church. Apostolic Lighthouse, United Pentecostal Church, amen, is a blessed church. Amen. Praise the Lord. God has been, is now, and will be good. He is always good. Amen. God is good. We are blessed. And He shall supply all our need. Amen. I can trust Him. Amen. I do trust Him. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving is a time that, and as it should be, brings families together. We have times with special friends. We planned this meeting on Saturday. It's after Thanksgiving. We'll have a meal together. Sister Greeley had already made the announcement. But it's really just a time to fellowship with one another again. Being thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Being thankful that God has given us a church family to be with. I'm thankful for that. Amen. Apostolic Lighthouse is a family-oriented church. Amen. We want our families to be blessed. In fact, I hope that everyone here at Apostolic Lighthouse can understand that as the family goes, so goes the church. Amen. Loving families will produce a loving church. Amen. Caring families will be represented in a caring church. Praying families are a part of a praying church. Amen. Thankful families are a part of a thankful church. Amen. We believe that we are a family, that this is our church family. In fact, we feel it so strongly. I know that I personally, I come from a very large family. 15 children. Amen. In my family. Amen. My dad had 15 kids. 2 marriages. I was from the last half of that bunch. In fact, I am the baby boy, which makes me very special. Amen. If there's anybody who knows what I'm talking about. Amen. Well, I had a blessed bringing up. I was brought up coming to church. Amen. I knew what it was like when I didn't want to get up early on Sunday morning. Tommy, as I was known back then, get up, it's time to go to church. In the snowy days, the blizzardy days, the rainy days, and we did not have a car. There was many days of walking in the inclement weather to church. Amen. But all those days were good days. Amen. Now, so my family, I am blessed in my family. I am. But I can say now that this church is closer to me today than all of my other members of my personal, physical family. Amen. This is my church family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm thinking that there may be at least a few more people who have that same feeling other than me. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is my family. Praise the Lord. Thanksgiving is a time, it's intended to be a time to be thankful. Amen. A reminder that we need to be thankful. A reminder that we're intended to fellowship one with another. Fellowship, yes, with your family. Yes, my grandkids and my kids and their spouses, those that can, will make it to my house later this week. We'll have a good time of fellowship, I'm sure, and we'll probably eat more than we should. And, you know, but God is good. I'm thankful for these things. I'm thankful for my natural family. I'm thankful for my church family. Amen. Thanksgiving, these actions that we do together, these times of fellowshipping, these remembrances and being thankful, it brings and builds unity both in your family and in our church. Amen. Unity within the church as well as within your natural family and with your friends. Perhaps even with the neighbors. I know my wife has been meeting more often with our neighbor lady across the street. They'll have times to spend time together. We already got our Thanksgiving card. Amen. From our neighbor. Amen. Praise the Lord. The card company probably likes her. Psalm 133 in verse number 1, Psalms. It says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Even Scripture tells us that we are supposed to be together, that we are supposed to be unified. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. There are things that you and I can agree on in Jesus Christ. We can agree that Jesus is the Almighty God. We can agree that by Him we are saved. Amen. It's great. It's wonderful. I'm all for it that our nation has recognized this holiday. That it is encouraged throughout our land, throughout the United States of America, that on this fourth Thursday of November, that the entirety of the nation is encouraged to be thankful. Amen. Much of our nation, many different employers give their employees Thanksgiving off, a time, a holiday, if you will. Thank you for that. Thank you, my employer, for giving me a day off. Amen. I'm thankful. Amen. We should be thankful. But take this time, take this week, take these special days and remember to give thanks. Be thankful for the things that God has allowed us to have. Amen. To focus on being thankful. A United Pentecostal church that I am very familiar with, I'm very close to this pastor that conducted a survey in his church, a United Pentecostal church. It asked these church members, "What are you most thankful for?" Just in your own mind, what are you thankful for? Answer that question in your mind. What are you most thankful for? Of this 100 question or 100 surveys that he handed out to church members in his church, 96 people responded. It's really hard to get 100% participation. But 96 returned the survey. And the top answers received on that survey at a United Pentecostal church, the number one answer that people were thankful for is God. Amen. And right below God, answer number two was family. Amen. And as the list goes on, people were thankful for the church. They were thankful for mercy and grace and salvation and legacy. And thankful for the pastor. Thankful for truth. Thankful for friends. Thankful for the Holy Ghost. Thankful for peace. For health. And the last one listed on the line, I'm not saying it should be the last in this list, was my wife. I'll tell you what. how did that happen? I'll tell you what. I am right below God. I'm thankful for my wife. Amen. Really, I am. I've got a wonderful wife. Amen. Praise the Lord. It would be impossible for me to express to you just how much she means to me. Amen. And of the good things that I'm thankful for, I should not overlook the good food that God has provided. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's given us good food at our church. Amen. We have from time to time in the fellowship hall, we have a time gathered together and eating. We have game nights, and of course there's food. We have pastor's lunch, and of course there's food. You know, the catered food is good in itself. Amen. I'm very happy with some of my favorite things on that menu. Amen. Now, bumping it up just a little bit, how many people like our All Nations dinner? Amen. Praise the Lord. And I think of all the places I would choose to eat would be an All Nations dinner at our church. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's on the desirable list, man, it's way up there in my book. Amen. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Now, a week or so ago, we were at the store and we were looking at the turkeys and what are we going to buy? And my wife is saying, well, we got all this other stuff and people are going to bring things and all we're going to need is this one right here. I said, nope. You can get the idea, right? She's looking at this little tiny guy. Well, that looks like a... Looks like a chicken. What is that? No, this is the one. You look at the biggest one in the bin. That one right there. So we need the big one. What do we need all that for? I'm thinking, man, we need it for turkey sandwiches. And we need it for turkey. We need it for turkey hot dish. And we need it for, you know, leftovers. And, man, you got to have something to snack on, don't you? We're buying the big one. Put that thing in a cart. Hey. Praise the Lord. Maybe I'm not the only one. I've seen a couple of smiles. Yeah. I don't get turkey all that often. But I sure like it when I do. Praise the Lord. And then I find out my wife's not going to get to cook that turkey for our Thursday gathering. But Darren's cooking one for our house on Thanksgiving Day. But on Saturday, we're breaking out that brand new turkey. Come on to the fellowship hall. You'll get to see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll say it again. If there is one church that should be thankful, it is this church. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many times that I've talked with other ministers, even ministers of other faiths, and even ministers in our faith, and I talk about the things that, the good things that God has done for our people and done right here in our church, and, you know, the people that have been delivered and the people that have been changed and the people that have had miracles in their lives and miracles in their flesh and miracles in their body. Amen. This church is blessed. Amen. In this church, I know of people that were heroin addicts that became Jesus freaks. You know, they just live for Jesus every single day, all day long. Amen. Who talk about Jesus. Amen. You go by them and they'll greet you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. People who are faithful to the Lord their God, who have changed their lives. I'm thankful for that. Amen. And yes, God still heals people. Yes, God has healed people here in this church. I am so thankful. Amen. Now, ask yourself, this is Thanksgiving week. Ask yourself this week, and this coming week, not just on Thursday, but this whole coming week, ask yourself these three questions over and over and over again. Think about them often. Question number one to think about this week is, somebody put your finger in the middle of your chest. Am I thankful? It's a good question. Am I thankful? Amen. Think about that question this week. Amen. How about this question number two for you to think about this week? What does it mean to be thankful. Think about that. What does it mean to be thankful? And question number three for you to think about this week. How can I show that I am truly thankful? Amen. How can I show it? How can I show it to God? How can I show it to my brother and sister in Christ? How can I show it to those that don't even know me, to the stranger? How can I show that I'm thankful? Three questions for you to ask yourself this week. Being thankful, it involves recognizing. Someone say recognizing. Recognize the good things that God has given you. Amen. Being thankful involves recognizing God's favor, God's blessings, His mercy, His grace, His goodness, His long-suffering, and guidance. Being thankful involves recognizing and acknowledging. We need to acknowledge God has been good to me. Amen. Acknowledge God's favor, God's blessings, God's mercy, God's grace, God's goodness, His long-suffering and guidance in my life. There's been, I don't know how many times I didn't know what to do. I don't know the answer. I cannot fix this problem. But time after time and again, when I trust in the Lord my God, when I acknowledge, when I recognize just how good God is, God brings me through. Amen. I get past that problem. God has a way to solve my problem. God helps me with my need. And being thankful involves, yes, recognizing, yes, acknowledging. Being thankful involves appreciating. Appreciating God's favor, God's blessings, God's mercy, His grace, His goodness, His long-suffering, and His guidance. I tell you what, God is for me. God is with me. I'm so thankful for what God has done for me. Praise the Lord. Remembering that the good things in life, whether they are material, if they're emotional, or if they're spiritual, recognize, acknowledge, and appreciate those things. Amen. These things are gifts from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I believe that God gave me my wife. God made her for me. Amen. Maybe that's a little selfish thinking, but that's what I think. I think God, in His infinite knowledge, said, this one is special. Amen. This one is for Him. Amen. God gave me my children. I believe they're a gift from God. I believe God made them. Amen. In His infinite wisdom. Amen. And placed them in my care. They don't belong to me. They belong to God. God made them. God formed them. God gave them breath. God watched over them. God provided for them. God helped them. They're God's. Amen. But it was a great privilege and honor to be involved in the plan and the purpose of God. Amen. I believe God gave us this church. Amen. God gave us you to be here today. I believe it was God that brought you here today. It was God that led you to this place. It was God that is doing good things in your life today. I'm thankful. I'm thankful what God is doing in your life. I'm thankful for what He's done in my life. We need to be thankful. Remember those good things. Don't forget about how good God is. Amen. Oh, I know there's many that have gone on and went away and don't walk this way anymore. What a mistake it is. What a heartbreak it is to not be thankful to God. Amen. I want to always be thankful to God. Amen. James chapter 1 and verse number 17 says this, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. God gave me good gifts with whom is no variableness. God doesn't waver. God's not fickle. God isn't going to change His mind. Neither shadow of turning. I'll tell you what, God is absolutely, totally, incredibly faithful. Amen. He always keeps His word. Amen. I can put my finger on the page. Lord, this is what it says right here. I can know that God's word is true. Expressing gratitude in our prayers, in the songs that we sing, when we lift our hands and worship unto God, be thankful. Taking time to reflect on life's experiences and the role God has played in every portion of my life. Everything good in my life is a gift from God. Amen. I believe that. I'm not just saying that. It's not just a cliche. I tell you, God has been good to me. I hope you'll be faithful. I hope you'll be thankful. I hope you'll give glory to God. And yes, we should be sharing stories of how good God is, of the positive things that have impacted and influenced our lives, our families, even this church. Oh, on Wednesday this week, it's our Thanksgiving testimony service. We've done it before. What we'll do is I'm going to have a list of a few different scriptures to read. I'm being thankful. I'll read a scripture and say a short little admonition. And then we're going to take one or two or three testimonies. Amen. And then we'll read another scripture and just emphasize with the word of the Lord how thankfulness is supposed to be, that we are supposed to be thankful, and then we'll have another two or three testimonies. Now, just to be considerate, keep your testimony 2-ish minutes long. Amen. I know some of you could talk for a half an hour how good God is. Four, you could talk all night long. Amen. You could tell over and over again of all the great things that God has done in your life. Amen. But pick out a positive note of how God has been good in your life and then share it with other people. Amen. We should be testifying and saying how good God is. It's not very often that people in our church get to be able to testify to your other brothers and sisters in Christ of how good God is to you. Amen. I hope you'll come on Wednesday night. It's going to be a special time. Amen. Sharing stories of how good God is, the positive impact. The bottom line, being thankful to God is about recognizing His role in our life and expressing sincere gratitude. Amen. I am so thankful for what God has done in my life. Amen. Through our thoughts, actions, and faith. Amen. Look at what the Bible says about thanksgiving. I've got three psalms here to read on thanksgiving. Psalm 50, verse 14, please. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Psalm 69 and verse number 30, another verse. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Amen. Psalm 95 and verse number 2. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be thankful. Give thanks. No, these are powerful verses all on their own. But this next verse kind of brings emphasis to these other verses. It is so powerful. Psalm 100, verse number 4. You know this. Well, there are many of us that know this verse already. It's familiar to us. But have you really thought about it? Have you really thought what this verse is telling us? Amen. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. We've read this verse, I don't know how many, but very many times in our church. Amen. The gates of a city. Enter His gates. The gates of a city are for protection. Amen. When I enter into His gates, it's for my protection. Amen. The church isn't trying to hold you down and restrict you from the fun things in life. The church isn't trying to hurt you with its rules and with its regulations and with its, you know, obligations and with... The church isn't trying to do those things. I tell you, when you enter His gates, when you enter the gates of God's kingdom, it's for your protection. It's for your help. It's for your betterment. You will be better off protected by God than dependent on the world. Amen. It's for our good that we enter His gates. It's for our betterment that we become part of His kingdom. The gates of a city are for protection. I'll tell you what, the gates of that ancient city, it helped to keep the enemy out. Amen. When you are a part of and living in the kingdom of God, when you enter into the gates of the Lord, it helps to keep the enemy out. It helps to keep the adversary out. It helps to reduce the influence of the devil in our lives. It helps to keep the worldliness away. It helps to keep the goodness of God within us. Keeps the people safe inside when they're in the gates. Amen. I've preached about it before. You can look around and see. If you're inside the city, you can see the walls and you can see the gate. And when I'm inside the walls and I'm inside the gate, I know I'm in the city. Amen. When I look around me and I see the people of God, when I see the worship of the Lord, when I hear the praises and the psalms and the singing, the worship, when I am giving that praise myself, I know I'm in the city. I'm in the kingdom of God. I'm within the gates. Live your life inside the gate of the kingdom of God. Amen. It's for your betterment. It's for your safety. The king's court. You know, the place where the king resides. The place of the throne room of God. The king, that's the king's court. Amen. The king's court is where he entertains dignitaries. Special guests get to enter into the courts of the king. Yes, indeed, it is where the king's throne is. It's where the king dwells. Enter into his courts. Man, there is something thrilling. I've felt it thousands of times, and it still thrills me today when I enter into his courts. It's a special place. It's a special place. It's very special to me when I feel the presence of the Lord God Almighty. When I feel his glory come down upon his people. When I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost flowing within me. I tell you, it's a special place when we feel his presence. Amen. I was invited to be a speaker at a dinner for our North American missions here just a little while ago, a week or two ago. And I was just reading a verse of Scripture. I was just opening my comments by reading a verse of Scripture. And as I was reading that Scripture, I tell you, I could feel the tingling in my feet, and it rushed up through my body, and it came out through my mouth, and I was reading the Word of God, and I could feel the Holy Ghost. I could feel the presence of God. I tell you, it is a special place when you feel the presence of the King. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty One. When you feel his presence, it's special. It's not ordinary. I tell you, they don't feel this. What you feel in this house, they don't feel it in every church in America. It's not felt in every worship place in the world. I tell you, it's special. I tell you, it's the courts of the Almighty when we feel his presence. Nothing like it. Oh, I hold it in high regard. It's very special to me that we can feel his presence, that we can dwell in his courts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Leviticus 22 and verse number 29. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. Here is a truth. Yeah, it's been said many times before. These things I'm going to say right now, they've been expressed many times in many places. It's not new to me. Many of us feel this same way, but I tell you, it's special. It's worth saying again. I don't have to go to church. I want to go to church. Nobody's making me go. I tell you, I want to feel His presence. I want to give Him glory. I want to live up His name. I want to worship the Lord. I want it. I want it. God, give me more. I want God in my life. I want God's presence to dwell within me. I want to feel His glory. I want God to do great things. I don't have to go to church. I want to go to church. I'll tell you, you don't have to be thankful. But my friend, I want to be thankful. I want to be thankful to God. I want to be thankful for my brother. And I want to be thankful. And yes, you don't have to worship. Oh, but man, you are missing the mark. Amen. If you choose not to worship, you are missing out. Amen. I tell you, I want to worship the Lord. Amen. It's within me. Amen. It's my desire. I want to worship God. Nobody's got to make me worship God. I want to do it. It is of my own will. It is my free will. It's what I desire. It's what I want. I want to worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. I want to do it. It's of my own free will. I want to magnify, give glory, be thankful for Jesus. I tell you, thanksgiving should be a part of every apostolic church. Amen. Everybody, all people should be thankful unto God. You know, I don't have to pray. I want to pray. I want to hear from God. I want to tell God what is within me. I want to speak it unto Him. I want to show Him. I want to pray. It's our speaking to God prayer. Amen. I want to pray. And you know, you don't have to do all the things that are in the Bible. There's a lot of people that don't. But I want to do those things in the Bible. I want to please God. I'm so thankful for Him. I want to please God. And, you know, you don't have to support His work. You don't have to give an offering. But I want to support His work. I want to be a part of His kingdom. I want God to work through me to be a blessing. Yes, to the church and yes, to the brethren. But even beyond that, beyond what I even know, let me help God. Let me be a blessing. And I'm thankful for it. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 9 to 11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. When God enriches our life, when God gives you a job to be able to pay the bills, I hope you're thankful to God. Amen. When God heals your body, I hope you're thankful for God. Amen. When God adds to our bounty, I hope you're thankful to God. Paul said, those blessings, that bounty, that enriching, it should cause or create or result in thanksgiving. You should be thankful for those good things God has done. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 tells us how to pray effectively. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. Now, the verse doesn't say be thankful for everything. You don't got to be thankful because you fell down and broke something. You don't got to be thankful because stuff don't work like it used to. I'm telling you, I know about that. But be thankful even if stuff don't work like it used to. That shouldn't stop me from being thankful. Shouldn't stop me from being thankful to God. I want to be thankful in everything. No matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what condition. If I'm sad or happy, if I'm glad or mad, no matter where I am, I want to be thankful. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, number one, by prayer. We do need to pray. Number two, and supplication. And number three, with thanksgiving. And number four, let your request be made known unto God. You know, when the blind man came, when Jesus came to where the blind man was, do you think Jesus didn't know that the blind man was blind? Of course Jesus knew. Everybody knew. The whole crowd knew. The passers-by knew. The priesthood knew. Everybody knew this guy was blind. What would thou that I should do unto you? What's your request? Well, he could have asked for a nickel in a cup. He could have asked, oh, I just want food for today. But he had the boldness to ask that I may receive my sight. You know, you can ask God for things that no one else can give you. Amen. You can ask God for things that are beyond the capability of man, that I may receive my, and then go on seeing. I mean, God will heal you. God did heal the blind. Amen. There's many of us that God has done the miraculous. God has done the incredible. God has done the marvelous in our lives. I'm so thankful. Revelation 7, verse 12, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. I'm closing here. Musicians, would you come? We have so much to be thankful for. Salvation. Once I was lost, but now I am found. I tell you, I know who Jesus is. I hope you do too. Amen. I'm so thankful for God's grace. God's unconditional love and grace. Forgiveness of sins. It doesn't matter what you did before. God can give you a new tomorrow. God can give you a new today. I'm so thankful for God's guidance. When I didn't know what to do, I knew to trust God. When I didn't know where to go, I know to go to God. Thank God for divine intervention. He'll make a way where there was no way. He'll do the impossible, the incredible. God will bring clarity to confusion. Amen. We live in a very confused world. And it's God that gives us clarity. Now I see. In a corrupt and an immoral world, God is our moral and ethical compass. He helps us to distinguish, helps us to know what's right and what is wrong. We are thankful for the support and the love and the companionship of our family and of our friends, for the health and strength that God has given, for daily provision. He's provided me food and shelter and clothing. God has given us this great church, of which I am thankful for. God has given us freedom to worship. He's given us opportunity to serve. It's a great opportunity to do the will of God. Would you stand with me? Would you lift your hands with me? Would you thank Jesus for all the good things that He's done in your life? What He's done in our church. Thank God for His presence, for His Spirit, for His Word, for my family. Thank Him that He's done so much for me. Thank Him that He has the promises in His Word. He's got a promise that He will forgive your sins. If you haven't received forgiveness of sins, I tell you, you can have forgiveness of sins today in the name of Jesus. You can have remission of sins in baptism today. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost today. Come on, lift your hands. Join me at this altar. Let's, in the next few moments of this service, come on, let's gather around the front and let's be thankful unto God together. Let's lift our voices and lift our praise. Let's give Him glory. Thanks.